You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to the month of February and yet another Astros podcast. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart of Astros.com. And B-Tags, heading into spring training now. It's right around the corner. News at this time of year sometimes can be a little slow in the coming. So let's switch things up just a little bit. I'm going to ask you some questions that maybe give us some insight into some personality of this team, but maybe it tells us a lot more about you than it tells us about this team. So I'll start with, you know, kind of some predictions for things that may or may not happen. Like, who on that pitching staff, and I think I know where you're going to go with this, if you had to predict a guy to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game, who might that be on the staff?
Well, yeah, I think you know where I'm going to go. I think it would it'd be Dallas Keuchel. I mean, he's the Cy Young winner. He's a guy that works quick. He certainly wouldn't need a lot of pitches to get through a no-hitter perfect game. He's a guy that has a good defense behind him, especially up the middle on the infield with Correa and then a Gold Glove winner and Altuve. So he's done just about everything else so far in his career, and especially in the last couple of years since breaking through. But, you know, Mike Fiers has done it already. So, you know, they already have a guy in the rotation that has one under his belt. But if I had to put money on a guy to do it, I'd go with the Cy Young winner. I think just about anybody would.
Are there guys in that rotation who maybe you would shy away from just because of the style of pitching or, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, McHugh, you know, he's not an overly powering, dominant guy, pitches to contact, you know, tends to give up a lot of hits but get out of some trouble. You know, I'll tell you what, you know, Lance McCullers is another guy with his stuff, as hard as he throws, you know, I think he's got no-hit potential down the road. Pfister, I wouldn't see it at this point in his career. And, you know, Fiers kind of came out of left field a little bit, but he had good stuff that night. Feldman, I wouldn't see it. But you never know. I mean, look at the guys that have thrown no-hitters. It's just kind of a weird list. You have some of the all-time greats, and then you have some guys you're wondering, who the heck is that?
You know, I ran into Larry Durker the other day, actually playing a little golf, and we were talking about the idea of no hitters and perfect games. And he said somebody asked him after a game once, you know, well, when did you start thinking about maybe having that no hit type stuff? He said, well, after the first inning. So I looked up and I said, wow, when was the last time I, you know, navigated a first inning without giving up a hit? I love the honesty. You know, most guys are like, oh, you know, I didn't even know until the eighth inning. No one was talking to me. But all right, staying with the pitchers, you know, maybe a guy this year who, just because rotations are the way they are, it's impossible really to go a full year with the same five guys. Who might be a guy you would think would lose that spot in the rotation first this year?
Well, if you look at the Astros, I mean, they have six arms, quality depth, proven arms right now with the addition of Pfister. So, it's not going to be Keuchel or McHugh, I don't think. They've both had two really fine years now. I think they're set on McCullers for the near future in the rotation. And then you get you get Fiers and Pfister and Feldman, the F guys. I think it'll be one of those. I'd probably have to say Feldman just because he's a little older. He's coming off a year where he had a couple injuries. He was on the DL with a knee injury. He had a shoulder sprain, which cost him the last month of the season. Now, he did say he's going to come in spring training, you know, feeling really good and 100% and ready to compete like nothing happened. But and he's also a guy they could easily move, I think, to the bullpen if they needed that long guy, just kind of a swing guy. So he's got those two things in his corner, if you will, I'm going to call it that. You know, Pfister's another guy who's coming off injury as well. He had a little bit of the elbow problem last year, although not as severe as what Feldman's shoulder was. But I think it'll be one of those two guys of the six. If you look at the Astros now, you see six, I think, starting pitchers who, if you go with the six-man rotation, you'd feel good about it. They're not going to do that. And if I had to say one of those guys wouldn't be in the rotation, I think it would be Feldman, just because a little bit of the uncertainty about his health and the fact that he could pitch in the bullpen, I think, a little easier than some of the other guys.
Hey, on the pitching side, too, Brian, you know, left-handers have the reputation being a little bit different. And we're kind of going off the board a little bit further on this one. Who would be the most left-handed pitching personality on this team?
Wow, left-handed pitching personality.
Should be a right-hander, right?
Huh?
Could be a right-hander too, right? Who just has that left-hander's personality.
Yeah, well, I was thinking back, as you know, a few years ago, Dave Burdak was a left-hander who was very left-handed personality. Boy, I like that now. That's hard to say. You know, somebody who's very interesting, a smart guy, maybe he's got the Batman stuff working. He could be a little quirky at times. I think it's Lance McCullers. But beyond that, these are a bunch of square pegs, I think, here we're dealing with. There's nothing wrong with that, but... It's just not the I don't see any zany or goofiness that you would tend to peg on guys that are left-handed pitchers. So I would have to say Lance. That might be a little bit of a stretch, though.
Yeah. Okay. Staying on the personality theme, and we can it could be a pitcher, but it could be a position player. Who's the hottest head? The guy most likely to be ejected from a game?
Wow. And that's just overall out of any player?
Yeah. Obviously, we can't go with A.J. Hinch. He's going to get ejected for something. But,
Well, I think it'll be Carlos Gomez, just because we've seen that through the years. Just not so much that he's got a hot head. It's just the way he plays the game. And, you know, he has the antics that go with it. And he has a lot of fun out there. And he's a guy, he's on your team, you like it. If he's not on your team, you hate it. And, you know, we even saw last year where the Yankees got all bent out of shape about some of Gomez's antics, and there ended up being, you know, some benches clearing a little bit, if I remember right. But I think he's a guy that just gets under people's skin, and I think people would be willing to confront him a little bit, like we saw with, you know, Brian McCann with the Braves a few years ago when he confronted him at home plate. I don't think he'd be an instigator, but I think some other guys might get in his face and because of what he does, and then, you know, they end up both getting ejected. But he's just a big personality. Plays fiery, plays hard. You know, lets his emotions fly out there. So I'll definitely have to say Go-Go.
Yeah. That one makes plenty of sense. All right. On the other end of the spectrum, I don't know, sort of the other end of the spectrum, the guy who maybe takes himself the least seriously, who might go with walk-up music like by Justin Bieber or something like that.
I'm thinking maybe Colin McHugh for this. If you've been around Colin, if you saw him walking the streets, probably the last thing you would guess is, you know, he was a baseball player, just a very ordinary guy, and with a good sense of humor, I think he would get a kick out of something like that. I could see him doing something like that just to have a little laugh or get a kick out of it. Some guys are so entrenched into their music, and it's such a big part of their routine. They're afraid to stray from what we know. I mean, closers have to have the head banging, the walk up music, and guys have different things. But it'd be cool for some guy to come to the plate with Air Supply or Justin Bieber or something like that. And if it's Colin McHugh, I wouldn't be too surprised.
Air Supply, I like that even better. That would be awesome.
All out of love.
Yeah. So what about, you know, off the bench? It's kind of the opposite of that pitcher to lose a spot in the rotation. Who is it, you know, probably won't start the season in the lineup, but you think has that potential to work his way into the starting lineup? Who's that first guy off the bench you think could pull that off?
Well, I have to say Marwin Gonzalez, just because his versatility, and we saw it last year, he can play all four infield positions. He even made a start in the outfield. And you know, there's some uncertainty at the corners for the Astros. Yeah, Valbuena is going to be the starter at third. First base, who knows? Marwin can play both of those positions. If somebody goes down, if Correa gets nicked up for a couple of days or Altuve, you know, it's going to be Marwin they turn to first. Now, he's just such a valuable hand off the bench, a switch hitter, good bat control, good glove. Does a little bit of everything. Great guy you have to have on the bench, but you know, sometimes when you have a good guy on your bench, you're like, well, we need to start this guy. But just the way with the Astros are configured right now, he's definitely, I think, more value on the bench. And if they got in a pinch and they needed someone to put in that lineup every day at a few different positions, I think it would definitely be Marwin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So to wrap it up, I love the must-see MLB.com, you know, the big highlights of the day, that sort of thing. I know where you're going with this one. The guy who's going to show up on that reel, he's got to be the shortstop, right?
Got to be the shortstop. You know, we saw him have so many terrific plays last year defensively. Don't sell George Springer short in right field, though. I mean,
yeah. You
know, if you're looking for a guy that pops up on the highlights every night, you know, Springer, whether, you know, at the fence making the big catch in Arlington or coming in and making one of his Superman-like dives, they're both just dynamic players who go all out and have the ability to make those plays that just make you go, wow. I'd say one of the best plays I saw last year was Correa's, I think it was against the White Sox, maybe a ball hit over his head, and he leaped up and caught it, and his feet were so high, and his body was so high in the air, the vertical leap was just unbelievable. And, you know, I can't wait to see what he does this year. I think there'll be a lot of must-sees on CC, Carlos Correa.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Well, Brian, as always, excellently done. We will record this. We'll come back later, and we'll see how you did.
Okay. I hope you put it out there.
All right, man. There you go. Okay. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com, Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.